When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michael sent us a message, said, I just started dating this girl. We've been having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
She invited me over a couple of nights ago, and while giving me a tour of the house, I noticed a box on her desk in her room. The box had papers pouring out of it, so I asked her what was in there.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of laughed a little and said, oh, this is a little embarrassing, but they're love letters from my ex. We dated for 4 years. I'm over him, but I don't want to get rid of the letters. He was a big part of my life.
Sure.
So I feel like if you're over someone, you don't keep love letters. I've been having a really good time with her, but I don't know if I can continue to date someone who keeps stuff from their ex. Here's my question. When you break up with someone, shouldn't you get rid of everything that came from the relationship? Help me out here.
Well, I say no, you don't have to. You don't have to get rid of everything.
Okay.
That's my thought.
All right.
And
the love letters, though, that's someone's words about how much they loved your current love.
Now,
is that awkward?
Well,
is that too much?
Is your girlfriend, Michael, is your girlfriend still talking to this ex? Is she communicating with him currently? Or is this something that, you know, is just words on a piece of paper that's stuffed in a shoebox under the bed?
And is she still, like, reading them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that still keeps it present in her mind.
Sure, I don't know why they were necessarily on, like he doesn't say or she didn't say, you know, at least in his message to us, why they were on
her desk.
Yeah, like
out. Like that sounds like something like in a box buried like deep up in the closet or something.
Yeah, yeah, which I could see. So, I mean, I don't necessarily have an issue with it unless, you know, she's still in current contact with him.
Right.
You know, then maybe that's a little bit sus, but I think that this is an issue I wouldn't necessarily get all worked up over.
Now, does he feel pressure to write her love letters like the ex did?
Well,
that's the other question.
Well,
like, maybe her love language is information.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe that is a little slice into how she accepts and is loved. You know, she feels loved by, you know, getting and receiving, you know, those sort of affirmations from her boyfriend. So that could maybe be a clue, you know.
But then again, I don't know. I feel like you don't do that because then what if yours aren't as good as the ex's? And then is she comparing?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you find different things to do.
So anyways, 502-571-9970. Would love your thoughts on this with group therapy. And I'll tell you my story surrounding this. Something that's very close to Michael's situation, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right, so that is on the way on DJX. So Michael's concerned. He found a box of old love letters his girlfriend kept from a past relationship. He's all like, should I worry? He wants to know if, like, people actually keep stuff like this. Is this...
They were kind of setting out on her desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Some of them are saying, red flag, red flag. One comment said, no. Kyle says it's toxic of you to suggest she should throw away memories for you, a person she barely knows. But many people are just like, no, it's not necessary to give up everything from an ex.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that they're kind of put away. The fact that they're sitting out, I think, is a bigger problem. Put them in a box, put them in the closet, hide them away.
Jenna, so what's your thought on this?
I had love letters all the way up until I was married, and then finally I went through them and got rid of them. I feel like it's no big deal. He, like you said, they've only been dating a couple months. I don't even know if he said I love you to her. It may not be that serious. But 4 years is a big chunk of someone's life just to get rid of like that. It may take some time.
So you're on team, keep the love letters. Don't throw them away.
Yeah, I mean, if they get serious, he can be like, hey, can you put them up in the back of the closet? You know, but...
Yeah.
As of right now, you only been dating a couple months. You can't change your whole life like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you had said that you had kept letters from, you know, other boyfriends, but then did you compare your current
relationship with past relationship letter writers?
No, it was more just memories of, you know, can't believe I was that dumb whenever, you know, don't believe everything you say, or, you know, just some remember the fun time we had back then, or I was so young and stupid, just stuff like that.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here going, is it bad that I don't have love letters? Never had love letters? It feels like almost a lost art. Do people do that anymore? Apparently they do. Now, I've got like cards where my husband wrote beautiful things, and the cards, I've kept every single one of those. I guess those are my love letters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like, my wife has a shoebox, and in it there's memorabilia. There's memorabilia from notes that I would write her, that I wrote her when we were dating.
So you wrote love letters. How cute.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if you call them love letters, but they were just like,
are we going out tonight? Check yes, no, or maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they were just like, you know, notes and things like that, that I would scribble on, you know, maybe even just like a napkin or something and leave for her, you know, like surprise, like little notes. But then there are also some, a couple from past relationships that she was in before she and I got together, in this shoebox full of like kind of memorabilia of her past.
And, have you read them?
And I had read them. And, but it was a thing that I think, like Michael, initially I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then after a while, it just, I didn't care. And because it wasn't a thing where, you know, she was continuing to call these guys or have contact with these guys. They were just part of her past. And now,
well, you got the girl, you married her.
Right. But then now this is kind of like what you said. This is a, or like what Jenna said, it's kind of a thing where she can go back and she can be like, because we have teenage daughters who are starting through that, like, you know, wild tangle of, you know, relationships and talking,
dating, all the stuff,
yeah, and stuff like that. So there are examples of, you know, their mom going through that as well when she was their age and stuff like that. So I think that is kind of cool to have those sorts of things where it's like, hey, look, this person I thought I was in love with.
I've been there, done that. So yeah, this is why you should take my advice.
Right, right. Exactly. Like I was in love. We thought we were getting married. Then, you know, he XYZ and I'm with your dad now. So, you know, like,
and that is how I found your dad.
And that's why I'm with your dad. Turns out he was a big old jerk, but now, okay, you know, and so it's one of those things where
I like
it's just,
that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's part of what makes you who you are.
Yeah.
And part of your journey to get to you to where you are.
And, you know, flaws and wins all there, you know, and so it's a
real. Oh, dang, should I not have burned everything?
Well, no, I mean, you have your own stuff, I'm sure, but like, you know, it's, I think it, looking back on it, going, man, I'm glad I didn't ever force any sort of issue or force her to get rid of
all that stuff.
Yeah, because, and even looking back, I'm like, knowing my wife, she'd have been like, no. And I'm not getting rid of them. What, like,
and then you would have been like, okay.
I'm like, all right. And then I just have to figure out how to deal with it.
Goes.
Yeah, right. It would have been one argument and that would have been it. And then we would have moved on. But
okay.
But anyway.
All right. So not a big issue. Maybe she just puts it away, file it away, and then just go about, you know, continuing on growing your relationship with her. See where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just appreciate what you have and know that, look, she obviously is a woman who is down for commitment.
Yeah, and she's sentimental.
Yeah. So I think that's some good qualities. So good luck with that, Michael.
Okay, there you go. I think we solved that. That was pretty good.
Yeah,